This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviewed infrastructure projects worth 30,000 crore rupees at 53rd Pragati meeting in New Delhi yesterday. The Prime Minister has stressed the need to explore common utility corridors for infrastructure services wherever feasible, particularly while planning major transport and infrastructure projects. Mr. Modi called upon ministries and states to examine such integrated approaches at the planning stage itself, keeping in view their technical and economic feasibility. He said that speed of execution must be accompanied by uncompromising quality. Delhi government will hand over the approval letters to 4,000 eligible women beneficiaries under the Delhi Lakshmi Yojana today. Under the scheme, eligible women will receive financial assistance of 2,500 rupees every month. The Delhi government has informed that more than 9,13,000 women have registered for the scheme so far and over 6,52,000 applications have been submitted. The government said that the financial assistance will be credited directly to women beneficiaries' bank account from 1st of next month. Canada has struck back at the United States with retaliatory tariffs on about $20 billion worth of American goods, including steel, dairy products, appliances and farm equipment, as the trade war between the two countries escalated sharply. A report.
The new tariffs extend well beyond industrial goods, hitting everyday purchases such as seafood, cheese, clothing, cosmetics, and toilet paper. With some facing duties as high as 50%, the tariffs will be implemented from September 8, even as US tariffs already came into place on Saturday. Canada's finance minister said Ottawa's tariff will match US level. Canada's retaliation came after the Trump administration imposed 50% tariffs over the weekend on Canadian goods following the collapse of trade negotiation. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney accused Washington of trying to subordinate Canada. Vishal Kumar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India and China have agreed to continue their work in seeking a political settlement of the boundary question in the context of their overall and long-term interests. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval highlighted the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility in the India-China border areas for the continued development and progress of bilateral ties between the two countries. Mr. Doval was co-chairing the 25th round of the Special Representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with Chinese Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi in Beijing yesterday. The Union Home Ministry has officially notified Keralam as the new name for the southern state of Kerala, which came into effect from yesterday, 25th of August. This notification follows the passage of the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill in the Lok Sabha on August 11th and the Rajya Sabha the next day. Earlier this month, President Draupadi Murmu gave assent to a bill to rename Kerala as Keralam, turning the legislation into a law. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the virtues of mutual learning and listening. Sharing a Sanskrit quote, Mr. Modi remarked that those who are eager to learn and listen to one another are praised by the wise and are free from selfish pursuits and ulterior motives, and they prosper in happiness in every way. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended best wishes to the countrymen, especially the Muslim community. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiruvanam today. Thiruvanam celebrations began with Unnapukkalam, the traditional floral carpet made to welcome the legendary king Mahabali. On the occasion of Onam, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings and best wishes to all the citizens. In men's cricket, host Sri Lanka were 22-1 against India in their second innings on the fourth day of the second test in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, India forced the follow-on after bowling Sri Lanka out for 290 in their first innings. Resuming the penultimate day at 265-8, Sri Lanka managed to add only 25 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.